Welcome back to Inside the Huddle on a Saturday morning, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. We've got Don Stock and more coaches coming in the studio right here. I'll turn it back to Don and Jamie.
Hey, we have Coach Byers from the Frankfort Hot Dogs last night. The Dogs head over to Lebanon and get beat 63-27. But, Coach, you know, I got to tell you, Lebanon deferred. You had the ball. You marched it down the field pretty well. Yeah. And then kind of dogged out it, I guess you could say. Couldn't quite get it punched in.
Yeah. The offense definitely big improvement over the last 2 weeks. Especially big improvement in the second half once we started throwing the ball a little bit quicker and in rhythm. You know, we were 20 for 39, but we were 11 for 26 at the half, and that's not great. So our second half was a lot better, a lot more efficient. We ended up throwing for 202 yards on the night, which is pretty good. And you know, we said defensively our goal is that we got to hold people under 28, and we definitely didn't get the job done defensively. Tackling has been an issue for us all year and remains an issue.
Yeah. Well, that puts Woods over 1,000 yards passing the ball then, because he came in about 818 last night. Well, I'm going to tell you what, he's pretty impressive. If your line could hold him out just a little bit longer, he was putting the ball on the spot. I'll tell you, there were three plays that I thought were important on the Hot Dog side. One was a hash slant to the Burge kid that went right through his hands. That could have been a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pass, I think it might have been to Jarman, going down your sideline that went through his hands. And then the run back by Lark.
Yeah. That kid's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, he is. Well, you said that. You told me that was a guy you got to keep tabs on. But I think those three plays, if those change, the score isn't the 63-21. I think it's a little bit of tighter ball game.
Yeah, it definitely could have been a lot tighter ball game. Offensively, we didn't help the defense out in the first half, especially the first quarter. We give them a short field after that first drive. We take that long sack. We give a punt return for a touchdown. And then, again, we give them a short field.
The Stripes give them a couple first downs, I hear.
They gave them a lot. But, you know, part of that is, like, we have to take the game out of the officials' hands as well. Like, we can't wait for an official to throw a flag, and we can't. And I talk to our kids about that. Like, you can't go looking for a foul. You can't go looking for a flag. You can't go looking for, like, when you go up to the plate, you're not looking for balls. Throw me something that I can make a play on. Like, make the play. And we talked about that last night. Like, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time situations. And if you want to be a big-time player, like, step up to the plate and make the play. We had too many missed tackles. You know, they snap the ball. It goes through Lark's legs. And I immediately start saying, oh, no, this is not good. Because he is the most athletic kid on the field. Just snap it to his chest and let him kick the dang ball. But he starts taking off, and it looks like a video game. He's just running all over the place, and he's a hard kid to bring down because he's really quick, he's really elusive, and he's a really well-built kid. It's unfortunate that he's a sophomore. I wish he was a senior.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to talk about another young lad. Lalo Castillo had a great ball game, a pick last night that was just shy. That was another play that could have turned the ball game around if he'd been able to punch that one in. And he played defensively. He was everywhere.
That was Lalo's best game so far. And he's, you know, just like number two for Lebanon, Lalo's only a sophomore. So he's got a lot of upside. He's got a lot of growing left to do. But he's a ball hawk. He finally started tackling really well last night. Burns goes down on the first drive. And so we're forced to start rotating Garrick and Lalo in, and they both stepped up really well into a tough situation because, you know, Jacob's been in that spot for a long time, and he's been a varsity offensive guy for a long time. And so you're replacing a lot of game experience with guys who are younger and guys who are usually defensive guys. But they both stepped up really well. Lalo had some nice blocks, and then the pick was big. You know, he's a ball hawk. He's a good athlete. Him and Garrick are our kick return guys, so we get the ball in their hands in that way, and they both made some nice stuff happen in the return game. Juancho Ramos had another huge punt and put one in the end zone on kickoff, and we put one down to like the 3. We were able to corral him at the like 10, so that's nice. Like, that's a big improvement that we didn't have week 1 and 2 of having a really solid kicking game.
Well, I thought, outside of you're talking about a lot of missed tackles on the defensive side, that's got to be tough to swallow as the coach. So it's back to practice, working on those type of drills to get better down the line.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working tackling drills since day one. And that's the tough part, is like, at some point it's either got to click for these guys on doing it on Friday nights. Because, man, if you come out to our practice Tuesday and Wednesday, they are physical. They are full speed. We are hitting guys. We are running our feet. And then when the lights turn on, it's a different story. We just slip off guys. We fall off guys. We don't run our feet anymore. And at some point, like, they have to learn how to translate what we're teaching them in practice to what they're doing on Friday night. And that's the big thing with an old team, but a very still inexperienced team. And we've talked about, like, at some point we got to start looking at maybe some of these JV guys. Our JV's getting ready to play in about half hour, and we got some hitters on this JV squad. We got some guys that like to hit and like to tackle, and you know, we start talking about, like, you know, if these old guys don't figure it out, at what point are we going to start moving some young guys up?
I say that a lot. You know, I got to say one thing though. When you're talking about practicing through the week and playing really well in practice, and when Friday comes, when Coach Burpo was here, we had a lad that was like outstanding through the week, and on Friday, he just couldn't do anything. So Coach decided, I want you to put your practice jersey on underneath your varsity jersey. Let's see what that does.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't make it any better either, but it just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Well, you know something, though, Coach? Let's talk a little bit about the Tigers, because their front line, they were massive. When you have that Sumith kid at 6'6", 285, they had Bridges at 6'3", 325. I mean,
yeah,
those are big guys that you got to move. When your kids are, they're big, but they're more speedier. They are.
Yeah.
And what's the, does that make it harder to teach to tackle, because we were grabbing a lot last mm-hmm. night versus shoulder pads into people, and does the speed cause that?
A little bit, yeah. There was times when we're running too fast, we're overrunning plays, yeah, especially from our inside linebackers. And Lance Pickerel, I mean, Lance was a heck of a linebacker for the Hot Dogs.
Yeah.
And he does a great job coaching, like, shuffle, 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 read the inside hip. And sometimes we're trying to do stuff too fast rather than do things the right way. And that just comes from reps and learning how to do it right.
Coach,
the big thing is, like, up front, like, you know, God, we're giving up 6 inches and 100 pounds against everybody. And that's not, there's no drill for that.
No.
Heck, if I had that, I'd be 6'4". But, you know, like, that's a tough spot. So, like, up front, like, you got to commend our kids' heart and grit and competitiveness. Like, when that Lebanon line was in, like, our kids are hitting them in the chest. And we're still getting good run plays. We're still getting good pass pro. We're still getting some pressure on 10 that nobody's really gotten a lot of pressure on 10. And our 3D linemen did a really great job of that last night. And, you know, they fight hard. And so that was really encouraging to see. You know, we're going to have the same kind of struggle, same kind of challenge next week. Western Boone is gigantic up front. They got a 6'4", 250-pound guard that just bulldozed through Tri West. And so we gotta load the box, and we gotta be violent tacklers, and we gotta play great D line stuff to slow down the Weibo run game. Because they're, you know, Lebanon was really good at being balanced. You know, 1 and 9 are good backs. 2's a really explosive slot receiver. They're like 50-50 as a team, stat wise, run to pass. Western Boone is 90% run. They're gonna run belly.
They're not a really big team, like on the line, like
Lebanon. They're gigantic.
But they're methodical, you know. I mean, they're relentless, and they just keep running like the same play over and over until they get what they want.
Weibo is big and mean and physical. Their offensive line averages 6'1", 230.
That's big boys.
That's big boys.
Coach, I want to talk a little bit about the tight end Caden Jarman, who had an outstanding ball game last night.
6 catches, 61 yards, had a touchdown. Pairing him and Q together on the same side has been really nice. And I think they're both really kind of feeding off each other. I know Quincy was really excited last night. He said, you know, it was great to see that all of our wide receivers got involved tonight. I mean, it was 4 catches, 6 catches, 4 catches, 4 catches. And Nelson Honor getting involved in the run game was big too. He had that really nice 27-yard touchdown run. So we really started clicking more offensively. Now we really got to get.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too. In the second period, Woods was doing a lot of rollouts. Passing were outs, and you ran about 2 or 3 of those in a row. They were very, very successful. And then that opened up Ramirez's runs in the middle.
Yep.
And you were, that was going very, very well.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it kind of dries up and goes away. I mean, I know that if you had the answer for that, we would we'd be undefeated right now.
Right.
But that's got to be part of the frustration that you have sitting on the sideline.
Yeah, that's, and we've been talking about that for 5 weeks too. Is like, we have flashes of brilliance, but it can't be a flash in the pan. It's got to be consistent. It's got to be consistent every play, every practice, every day, and that's what separates the good teams from the great teams. That's what separates the guys who are great on highlight clips versus the guys who are actually great, is that consistency. You know, you look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the same guy in 2022 as he was in, you know, 1970 when he started playing. And he's just a model of consistency. And, you know, Peyton Manning was a model of consistency. Came to work every day, had everything like down. And that's what we got to get to, is that consistent level of performance. Because we've talked about, like, those bubble screens, those out routes, those are glorified toss sweeps. Like, that's just get the edge quick, get the ball 5 yards, boom. And that softens the defense, that forces the defense to guard 53 yards, and that gives us a 5-man box or a 6-man box, and now we can run the ball inside with Nelson. But we got to be 100% on those passes. Those bubbles and those out routes got to be out fast and caught. And
well, Coach, you mentioned earlier you're getting ready now to play Western Boone. The Sagamore Conference has become a very powerful football program in our conference, and so the week doesn't get any easier for you.
We got the number 4 team in 3A coming in for homecoming, which is exciting. You know, it's a huge challenge for our kids, and I know they're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to it as a staff. We've already got, you know, Lebanon film. When I walked out, we had Western Boone film up on the TV, and we got stuff written up on the whiteboard, and we're going to go out and we're going to coach up this JV game, and then we're going to get started on Weibo.
Well, good luck next week, Coach. We'll talk to you on Inside the Huddle next Friday or next Saturday, and let's try to bang one off. Rock the world this Friday.
Yeah. Knock the stars off. That's the goal.
We've been speaking with Coach Jim Byers of the Frankfort Hot Dogs. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.